Blog Talk Radio. Presented itself and the Brits stomped them into the ground. And it was at that time that many Irishmen left the country for fear of their lives, and they went to the USA, they went to France, they went to South America, and that was called, I think, the Flight of the Earls. There used to be a painting in my father's house called The Men of 98, and it had a battlefield scene and the Irish Celtic cross monument, the gravestone, and it showed a priest falling in battle, and his name was Father Michael Murphy. There was another Father Michael Murphy, and he was captured by the British, and they put him in a barrel, and they covered him with tar. It was called being pitch-capped, and then they set his head on fire. And that's how the Brits treated the Catholics. So when you hear them saying Catholics fighting Protestants and you can't understand it, there's good reason. There's always good reason. You got to look at you got to put yourself in another man's shoes in order to really feel the effect of what existed at the moment. So here's a poem dedicated to the men of 98.
Who fears to speak of 98? Who blushes at the name? When cowards mock the patriot's fate, who hangs his head for shame? He is all a knave and half a slave, who slights his country thus. But a true man, like you, man, you can fill your glass with us. We drink the memory of the brave, the faithful and the few. Some lie far off beyond the wave, some sleep in Ireland, too. All are gone, but still lives on the fame of those who died. All true men, like you men, remember them with pride. Some on the shores of distant lands their weary hearts have laid, and by the strangers' heedless hands their lonely graves were made. But though their clay be far away, beyond Atlantic foam, it's true men, like you men, their spirits are still at home. The dust of some is Irish earth, among their own they rest, and the same land that gave them birth has caught them to her breast. And we will pray that from their clay full many a race may start, of true men like you men, to act as brave a part. They rose in dark and evil days to right their native land. They kindled here a living blaze that nothing shall withstand. Alas, that might can vanquish right. They fell and passed away. But true men, like you men, are plenty here today. Then here's their memory. May it be for us a guiding light to cheer our strife for liberty and teach us to unite. Through good and ill, be Ireland still, though sad is theirs your fate. And true men, like you men, like those of 98.
So, being that it's Easter week, that's the time. Right now, this is the anniversary of the kidnapping of Elian Gonzalez by Bill Clinton as a gift to Fidel Castro. Yeah, they got him on Easter week. And you know what the code name was for the snatch? Bingo, 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 because they thought the kid was going to be hiding in the church. And they would went in and got him. They would have gone in and got him. Yep, nothing is sacred when it comes to the party of death. So, I'm going to dedicate this next tune to the 22 SEALs who were murdered in Afghanistan, lured into an ambush, and covered up in the press, buried before the bodies even came home to be buried. And here it is. This is also for all the POWs who have suffered at the enemy's hands, the ones that are still unaccounted for and forgotten about. You're never forgotten. This is for the 343 firemen who gave up their lives on 9/11. In those final moments when they knew they were going to die, this is for them.
thought of your compassion be my strength. Prince of Peace, shelter me from the tempest of my unbelief. Mighty God who calls me, come and shelter me. Do your promises still stand? Does your mercy cease? By the power of your hand, grant me my shelter me, shelter me. Let the thought of your compassion be my strength. Prince of Peace, shelter me from the tempest of my unbelief.
Five blacks were shot by a white guy, allegedly a white guy, today in Florida. I think Al Sharpton's going to be busy. unbelievable. Unbelievable. You see what one guy starts? I'm not saying who's right or who's wrong. I'm just saying that it's ridiculous. I was dwelling on a prejudice today and how people are castigated for being one color over another. And I came to the conclusion that that Catholics are more oppressed than they realize. There's a lot of anti-Catholic sentiment out there. I wonder how many dropped out of the faith because they couldn't take it. You wonder, right? But I was watching a show where they were showing blacks who worked in the White House. And one black gentleman was saying that his great-great-great-great uncle had worked for 2 cents a day in the White House, in the Treasury Department, you know, cleaning up the Treasury Department and doing janitorial work. And he was now the guy in charge of that department, that particular department. And I said, isn't that great? That's the American dream, the golden opportunity. And they were mentioning that, you know, how the blacks were still discriminated against by the White House, you know, the occupants of the White House. And I mentioned it to somebody, and they said, yeah, and you want to know something? The Irish couldn't get that job. And I recall listening to reading that when they were digging canals in New Orleans, they wouldn't hire the Irish. They hired the Irish because they were less valuable than the blacks, because the blacks they had bought and they had an investment in, and so therefore they gave the Irish the job of digging the canals and getting malaria and bitten by mosquitoes. So, you know, there's a lot of prejudice that goes on. It's not just the white against black. And I got a feeling that the Catholics are about to find out that they're on par with other races and religions. And I think there's going to be a bubble bursting. But anyway, speaking of bubble bursting, the issue that has come up that Obama cleverly sucked everybody into was the we're not getting our free condoms. Unbelievable. This is a country, right? We're talking about justice, you know. Oh, we'll put them away. Who's going to pay to put them away? You know, when the criminal, some guy committed murder, so we'll put them away for life. Yeah, who's going to feed them? Who's going to clothe them? Yeah. You know, a rope and a horse, $20 for the day. Yeah, give me a break. When we get down to the nitty-gritty, let me tell you something. We'll be like the kulaks in Russia. Check that one out. It'll make you sick. But anyway, there is 1,200,000 kids getting murdered in this country every year, and nobody pays any attention to them. They give them cute names like fetus. And I came across a roll call vote for the U.S. Senate on March the 12th, 2003, and it was a wacky kid vote. It was partial birth abortion. And I just went over the ones who were responsible to make sure that it continued, who voted to murder them. And some of the names that jumped out on me. Oh, man, I'm sick. I just see somebody else here that's Oh, no, I'm reading the wrong list. Those are the good guys. There were 52 bad guys, and they overpowered 46 good guys. And most of the bad guys were Democrats, or as I call them, Democamos. I used to call them Democrats, but I promoted them. And some of the names that jump out on me, the Hawaiian boys, Akaka and Inouye, they vote to kill kids. I don't know why they do it, but they do. Baucus from Montana, Abai from Indiana, Bingaman from New Mexico, Barbara Boxer, I could understand. Yeah, God forbid. Senator Byrd, the flag burner, and the barn burner. Most of these people, by the way, are flag burners, too. Campbell from Colorado, Cantwell, I call her Can-Do-Well from Washington, Carper from Delaware. Wherever there's a crime to be committed, his name is on the list. Lincoln Chafee, I used to call him Lincoln Chapstick. He's the guy that looks like alfalfa. There's two sisters, I call them the Cauldron sisters from Maine. These are Republicans, Susan Collins and Olympia Snowjob. They're there whacking the kids. Conrad from North Dakota, evil man. John Corzine, well, he's a good man. John Corzine. He just screwed the farmers out of a lifetime of income. How's that? John Corzine. Now, tell me he's going to go to jail. Wouldn't it be better to buy 6 foot of rope? Tom Daschle. Dirty Deeds Daschle. Dayton from Minnesota. Christopher Dodd, the most crooked man from the state of Connecticut. The state of Connecticut sends nothing but garbage. You know, they got an attorney general that lied about being a Vietnam war hero, and they exposed him as a liar, and they made him a senator. Dorgan from North Dakota, Dirty Dick Durbin, Edwards, John Edwards, you know, the family man, Russell Feingold, Dianne Feinstein, Graham from Florida, he was caught in Iran, disguised as a woman in a burqa. He was the chairman of the Intelligence Committee on 9/11. And when they asked him how good was his intelligence, he said, what happened? Hawken, the Herald Angels ain't singing about this guy, Hollings from South Carolina, Kay Bailey Hutchinson from Texas, Jeffords from Vermont, yeah, that's the red state, with the hammer and sickle. They got red maple syrup up there, Johnson from South Dakota, Ted Kennedy, well, you know, he's in boiler number 3 right now. He's paying for his sins. He just met the boss of the galaxies. Yeah, and John Kerry, I was for the war and I'm against it now. I was for my marriage and now I'm against it. Cole, also a Democrat. Here's the one that gets me, Mary Landrieu. Mary Landrieu, Obama has shafted her state so bad, and when she ran for re-election, she told everybody she was going to back Bush, and that's how they let her back in. And she votes to burn the flag, too. So does Senator Leahy from Vermont and Carlos de Jekyll Levin from Michigan. But here's the one that fools everybody. Oh, this guy, the sun rises and sets on him. He's everybody's hero. His name is Joe Lieberman. I call him Joe Liverwurst. Again, from Connecticut. Connecticut sends assassins. Joe Lieberman voted to burn the flag. Do you think that if that was legislation to burn the Israeli flag, Joe Lieberman would have said, let it burn? I don't think so. And he votes to kill kids. And he's Orthodox Jewish. Yeah. And Moses was an Apache. Lincoln from Arkansas. Mikulski from Maryland. Maryland's another treacherous state. And and they're all going to be voting for Obama, by the way. Yeah, Patty Murray from Washington. Nelson, I call him Bonsai the Babies Nelson. If you Google him, just Google Nelson goes to Syria. And you can Google Pelosi goes to Syria. And you can Google Kucinich goes to Syria. And the one thing they all have in common is they're all sitting in the same chair around the Ottoman table with Bashar al-Assad, who is telling the public he's backing off while he kills the public. And then there's a Reed from Rhode Island. Rhode Island is the pyromaniac state. They burned down their nightclubs. And also that's Chafee and Reed. So Rhode Island, you know they're going for Obama. Rockefeller from West Virginia. I don't know what hold this guy has got on the people of West Virginia. I never seen him in a coal mine. Sarbanes from Maryland, terrible person. Chuck Schumer, we all know about Schumer. Olympia Snowjob, Arlen Specter. There's a guy. I mean, he's a vacillating rat. He runs to both sides of the trap. Debbie, stab him now. Stab him in the head. Stab him in the back. Any way you can. Stevens from Alaska, and Warner, John Warner. He married Cleopatra from Virginia. And his claim to fame, he was in the Navy. So was Jimmy Carter. Yeah. And Ron Wyden from Oregon. So there's 52 guys that voted to get a kid out halfway and then stab him in the neck and sever his spinal cord, crush his head, and then you can suck him out with the vacuum cleaner. Isn't that wonderful? So how about a tune for those kids that are being murdered? I wonder how many that is. Is it as many as the high school kids that are dropping out every day? 7,000 high school kids a day are dropping out? Is that about the same count? Oh, no, I think it's about 3,700 kids a day they kill. And you want to hear something that's really scary? The law in Germany says you cannot kill a child after 14 days in the womb. The law in Germany. Those are kids singing. Thank you. There's a tune, a small prayer that's in the back of the missalettes in church. It's called Anima Christi. And it's about the passion of Christ, and it'll say, you know, water from the side of Christ, heal me, blood from the body of Christ, save me. And when I read it, I think about all those guys who suffered in and the bad news that nobody is telling you is that after being in Afghanistan for 8 years under Bush, where Bush lost 461 Americans, now after 2.5 years under Obama, the body count is 2,000. And the press ain't telling you. They're not running the body count every night, are they? No, they only do that when Republicans are in office. Just like when they killed 58 million in Vietnam, and then they asked Nixon to get them off the hook. And as soon as Nixon came in, they blamed the entire war on Nixon. You know, Democrats get you into war, and they leave you to die on the battlefield. You watch this run out in Afghanistan. And Obama has lost 22 SEALs. That's the largest casualty of SEALs, casualty count of SEALs since World War II. And the sad part about the 2,000 guys that died in Afghanistan under Obama, they're being classified as NATO troops in the paper. How's that? NATO troops. But that's an American mom getting her son back. It's not a NATO mom. And they're definitely trying to take down the U.S. Marine Corps. They're going to break the spirit of the Marine Corps. And who's they? They are the Communist Party, which is in power today. So now that I've depressed you, I'm going to give you a tune to cheer you up. I'm going to play you A Cuban Fantasy. We'll dedicate this to all the Latinos who the Democrats tell that the Republicans hate them, which is not true. Not true. Super Gringo loves Latinos. Here's Cal Jada with Cuban Fantasy. It's a 6-minute tune. I'm going to cut it to 2. I did some research on guys, Latinos who serve in the military, and especially in the Iraq and Afghan war. And the one name that came up of casualties killed in action that came up 14 times was either Gomez or Rodriguez. It was 14 of them killed and serving their country. So when they talk about the illegal alien problem, I would like to see the illegal aliens go legal, not given a Democrat handout, but do it the right way. And I would like to see Eric Holder resign for the murder of 50,000 Mexicans, because that's what he did. He armed four regiments of narco terrorists. There's 500 in a regiment, and he okayed 2,200 fast-firing weapons to go into the arms of narco traficantes. And he's killed children, men, women, and children. And he should stand trial for that, along with his boss. And the reason, I believe, is we don't have a Mexican problem on the border. We got a drug problem on the border, and the buyer is the American jerk. The American jerk is the reason for all our problems on that border. And that's why they're keeping it open, because the government wants everybody hooked. It's easy to control junkies. So, because the American jerk is the problem, we're going to give you the cool jerk. Medvedev, baby, is that you? You tell Vladimir we got everything covered. How many missiles you need? Oh, don't worry. And listen, I'll call you. As soon as those Israeli jets are in the air, I'll call you first. Then I got to call Amandine. Yeah, that's what you need to hear, right? That's what you need to hear. We finally elected somebody that hates us. Oh, man, we in trouble. I think it should be a trial. I think there should be a trial. Oh, I was going to play your tune, but I see it's not up there. They got the tune up there, but it's got no oomph. They're going after the ladies' vote. The Democrats are going after the ladies' vote. Yeah, everybody's going to get groped. You know that they're going to do a remake of Back to the Future, and Bill Clinton is going to play Biff? Here's what love's supposed to be about, girls. You're missing the point. The housewives, the dirty housewives of the Jersey Shore, ain't a the answer.
Yeah, we're rolling.
We're rolling.
Okay.
Quiet, boys. Pictures.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by know true love way. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and just you and I know true love way. Throughout the day, our true love way will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why just you and I know true love way.
See so much hatred for Tim Tebow because he's a man of God? Can you believe it? Did you ever see so much jealousy? I have a friend that's a big Jets fan, and he's also a big Mets fan. And just before the Denver Broncos made the deal with the quarterback, his name slips me right now, but the one that has he has neck problems, and that's another subject that the hits on the walking wounded, and the money that's being paid to take him out. I mean, that's a mob hit, and now you wonder if there's mob money behind the hit. Anyway, so this friend of mine has, I said to him, I said, what do you think about Tim Tebow having to vacate his position on the Denver Broncos? And he goes, Tim Tebow is no good. Tim Tebow is, he's unskilled and he can't pass right. He isn't a natural passer. So the next day, the Jets announced they're getting Tim Tebow. So when I seen him, I said, do you know, I heard about the Tebow thing. And he's just looking up in the air. He's not saying anything. I says, you know what I also heard? I heard that he's got a good pitching arm, and he may be going to the Mets, you know, off season. And they're thinking of just giving him one letter. You know, you can put the M over the J and work the two jobs. This guy, he doesn't think that's funny, but I do. I got to chuckle out of it. People are too serious. The hits on the ball players, that's bad news. That's bad news because now a guy's not looking to tackle. He's looking to maim. So instead of grabbing the guy around the legs, he's looking to just hit the one leg, you know, to hurt it. And that's bad news. And to pay bounty money for hits, that's a mafia contract. And they can't let that go. They can't let that go. They're going to ruin football. They're going to ruin football, just like the mobs ruined the waterfront in New York. Never came back. Never came back because they got greedy. Greed is a terrible thing. Greed and drugs. Drugs is another issue. And the crime rate is going to go through the roof because now OxyContin is the diamond of the drug industry. And where they used to have signs on taxi cabs, the driver carries no cash. Now they got signs on drugstores. This drugstore doesn't carry OxyContin. And one day, we're all going to have to face the music because we created this with two generations of drug addicts now. One out of five Americans is a junkie. Yep. And we're building big, instead of churches, we're building rehabs. Rehab houses. Everybody's rehabbing. Well, let's see what the Eye of the Tiger says. Rasmussen was on Fox today, and he happened to say 77% of Americans believe Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead and ascended into heaven. 59% of Christians go to church. I think that was it. It was 59% of Americans go to church. Well, I know the attendance is not as good as it used to be, and the communists have a lot to do with that, because Joseph Stalin said, their prophet, Joseph Stalin said, the three key ingredients that make America strong are patriotism, spirituality, and morality, and all three are on the decline. When you got 48 senators who can vote to burn the flag of the United States, including two war heroes, you know, and to then to lie to you and say it's freedom of speech, that's not freedom of speech. And that poem, The Men of 98, Those guys lost their country for 500 years. And you know, when we lose our country, nobody is going to take us in. Lotto. What was it? $700 million, and the government takes half. That's not a lotto. Yeah. Wait till they legalize weed, man. Then they'll have potto, and you'll be paying for that too. Oh man, what a country! The mob has been overtaken by the U.S. government. Now the U.S. government is into gambling. You can call Governor Cuomo in New York. You can play the number. Hello, Governor. Listen, I want to play six straight across, three sixes. Yeah, unbelievable, man. We're in trouble. They're into loan sharking. They're into prostitution. You just got to look at the House and the Senate. Yeah, I played that opening, you know, the ruffles and flourishes before the president speaks. I do a routine where I say, I just announced today that I'm trying to cut the budget, and I laid off the House and the Senate. Nobody will miss them. Yeah, unbelievable. But this lotto thing is, so it comes down, a guy wins $350 million, but they're going to pay him over time. And he says, no, I'll take the full cash out. And they give him $181 million. And it started out. And I said to myself, you know what? And they say the money goes for schooling. The money goes for schooling, and they're telling the kids in school they don't need to learn math because we got computers, and they're telling the kids in school they don't need to learn English because we got spell check. Yeah. And now the kids, and 7,000 kids a day are dropping out of high school. Can you believe that? Oh, you could send your daughter to an Ivy League college, spend $50,000 a year, and she'll become a business major, I mean, you'll see her on Girls Gone Wild down in New Orleans, hanging off the balcony, working for beads. Yeah, it's wonderful. And then this girl comes out, and where was she, in Maryland? And she said she won the lotto, but she's not sharing it with the other workers. And she worked in a McDonald's, and she hid the lotto ticket somewhere in the McDonald's. And Al Sharpton showed up 10 minutes later and ordered 7,000 hamburgers. Unbelievable. I'm going to give a tribute to a lady, a Latin lady. She's from Cuba. And Cuba, you know, that's where the Democrats sent Elian Gonzalez after they kidnapped him in Miami. I hope he comes back to pitch for Los Mets. I want to see him come back and ask for asylum, like we're going to be asking for one day. We're going to be in Czechoslovakia asking for asylum. Yeah, here's Celia Cruz. She passed on. Great lady, had a great love for America.
Cantar para mí es como ser dueña del universo. Expresar con mi voz lo que llevo por dentro, hacerles a ustedes sentir sensaciones grandiosas, y en siete notas conjugar cantando muchas cosas. Y cuando la magia de algún son invade poco a poco el corazón, me envuelvo con su ritmo sabroso y el sentimiento, siento los cueros repicar y mi cuerpo no deja de bailar, dejando
got 3 minutes left, and I just wanted to do a plug for a Rick Santorum. And I'll tell you why. Because we got nobody. They have force-fed us Romney. Romney has bought up all the advertising. If you turn on Fox right now, you'll find a Get Santorum ad. Fox turned on Santorum day one. First, it started with O'Reilly sneers and snickers and looking up in the air. You know how they do that, you know? And of course, he couldn't win. Because you know why he couldn't win? Because he had no money. Got to have money. See, your vote don't count. See, you cannot take to your kid to the White House, stand outside and point to the building and say, you know, Junior, one day you could be president of the United States if you have $1 billion. That wasn't the dream when I grew up. Anybody could be president. And if you want to see the proof of the pudding, look at Obama. Anybody can be president. As far as I'm concerned, we haven't had a good man since Harry Truman. But that was a different generation. That was the greatest generation. You ever hear the ads on the news, you know, when they're talking about different generations? When they say the greatest generation, all you hear are planes is shooting bullets. Because those were the guys that kept us free. They bought us 60 years of freedom. And what did we do with it? That we turned junkie. We smoked it all, man. We smoked that country. Yep. So here's Santorum. He's the last of the Mohegans. All the rest have been whittled down. Michelle Bachmann owes $1 million in her campaign attempt. Newt Gingrich ended up selling photos of himself. $50 a pop. I mean, it was getting bad. Santorum has to push the bus into the next gas station to pay the high price gas. But at least Santorum's still in there. And I got to tell you something. Obama picked Romney. The Republicans didn't pick Romney. Obama picked Romney. He looked, he says, I may not be able to beat Santorum. I'm not sure. And Gingrich, I won't go up against Gingrich unless I have a ventriloquist. And, of course, Romney priced them all out of the game. He's bought more ads on Fox that all they do is talk about Romney. He gets free ads plus the ads he paid for. You never hear him talk about Santorum. Now, Romney comes out and accuses Santorum of being lazy because he took 4 days off. You know which 4 days he took off? Holy Thursday, a Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Easter Sunday. And he's lazy. Now, he needs to change his smile, I agree. He's got to get, what he's got to do is he has to tell himself punchlines from jokes that really crack him up. And then he'll have a better smile. He'll have a more realistic smile. But let's face it, what has Romney done? He saved the circus and he doesn't want to disclose his financial capability. He doesn't want to tell you what he did. Okay? They just tell him, he's a businessman. He's the only one who can do it. He's a businessman. Come on, give me a break. I know people with lemonade stands that are businessmen, and they're grown-ups. So give Santorum a shot. Texas, I'm counting on you. I was hoping and praying that the last state he was in, he lost by 2 points. The one he lost by 2 points. I felt that one I was counting on. But Texas has got a lot of people. They got 160 votes. And if Santorum has a chance, it's going to be make or break time in Texas. But look at what we're getting. We're getting the Republican blue blood pick. Okay? All those Repuppies that are hiding under rocks and are hoping that Obama is going to screw up so bad that they're going to get washed back into office. But they don't want to stick their necks out. Santorum, at least you're going to get an honest guy that tries, and he doesn't owe too many people. So, having said that, we're going to sign off, and I'll give you a sign-off tune if I can find one here. Marry an Ugly Girl, you want to hear that one? We'll do this one for the GIs.
Back home. one I made on you. And honey, come back home to me. I thought that you would understand. I'm just a one-night man. Now like before, so come back home to me. Did dot did it did it did dot did it did dot did it did it did.